You're listening to SBS News.
The Independent Immigration Detention Monitoring Body has found private security contractors have used excessive force against detainees. In its most recent Monitoring Immigration Detention Report, the Commonwealth Ombudsman raises increasing concerns about the use of force against people in detention. In one case, it says there appeared to be no legal basis for the force used against a person who was no risk to safety. David Burke is the legal director at the Human Rights Law Centre. He says such concerns are unsurprising, given what he believes is the overly secretive nature of immigration detention.
Well, the government has known for years that immigration detention centres are essentially a legal black hole where we don't have enough transparency, we don't have enough accountability. And it is inevitably leading to incidents like the unjustified use of force that's described in this report. Abuse thrives behind closed doors. And what we need is a system that actually shows us what is happening in these immigration detention centres and keeps people, including the government, including private security contractors, accountable for how they behave.
Jana Favero is the Director of Advocacy and Campaigns at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. She says concerns about the excessive use of force are just one of many areas of concern for people in immigration detention.
We welcome the Ombudsman report as one of the only bodies that does have a look into the Department of Home Affairs' management of detention facilities. We read the report in interest and we were concerned with a lot of the issues that were raised in the report because they are consistent with what we are hearing and seeing within detention facilities across Australia. So there are many concerning aspects such as the use of force, such as internal complaint handling, such as duration of detention, and they are all things that echo our concerns and what we're seeing and hearing directly from people in detention.
Mr. Burke says concerns for these people are heightened by the coronavirus pandemic, which is stopping people in these centres seeing their loved ones in person. That is being exacerbated by legislation the government is trying to get past federal parliament, which would allow the relevant minister to ban almost any item in immigration detention and give private security contractors the power to search and seize such items. The items at the forefront of this issue are mobile phones in the possession of detainees, which Mr. Burke says are made even more important by coronavirus restrictions on face-to-face contact. Mr. Burke says the entire immigration detention system needs overhauling.
Over the years, we've heard countless stories about people in detention not being treated correctly, about the use of force in detention, and also about the pain of being held in these centres indefinitely. There are people there who have been held in immigration detention for 10 years plus. It is clear that this system of immigration detention is incredibly painful and that it needs complete reform.
Ms. Favero says both the government and its system have failed in this area.
It all points to failings of the government on a system that is really, really causing mental and physical health damage to people who have arrived on our shores seeking care. And it says a lot about our government that even during times of the pandemic, they're not treating people with a lens of safety and protection in our detention system.
Australian Border Force Commissioner Michael Outram has told a parliamentary inquiry that, on the health angle of COVID-19 in immigration detention, his department is doing what it should.
The standard that we're adopting in terms of, firstly, preventing COVID-19 getting into our detention centres, and secondly, our preparedness to deal with it should it get into our centres, is at a national standard, and it's something that we're constantly monitoring.
But in a statement issued to SBS News, Greens Senator Nick McKim says the Ombudsman's report reveals the reality of the system which Australian Border Force and the government administers.
This is an absolutely scathing report that exposes the true brutality of life in immigration detention. The department has a duty of care to these people. They are not in prison. This system should not be run in a punitive way to punish people.
Meanwhile, more details have been revealed about the controversial reopening of the North West Point detention facility on Christmas Island. The relocation of immigration detainees will cost almost $56 million over the next 6 months. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.